Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Come on in. Today is Women's Day, Thursday. As my husband would say, whoop, it is going down today. We have a phenomenal woman of God coming on. Pastor Diamond will be on in a little bit. The scripture for this morning is Proverbs 10 and 9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever walks crooked path will be found out. Proverbs 10 and 9. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked path will be found out. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, excuse me, or if you need prayer. Father God, we ask you to come on this morning and have your way onto this show. Use Pastor as you know how. Let her decrease and you increase in her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We definitely want to give a shout out to the countries this morning: Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Zimbabwe, and we just picked up Russia. Thank all of you for listening in this morning. Excuse me. Thank all of you for listening in, starting your first day off with the Word of God from Apostle and myself, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My little soapbox moment is about the woman with the issue of blood. Who are you truly believing in? Yeah, I say it will be my topic. Just because you're going through something does not mean that you would not come out of what you're going through. Remember, having the faith size of a mustard seed is what you need to have in mind. You must keep your faith. The storm is just there to see where your faith is at, to see if you're going to stand firm or you're going to wobble and not stay focused on the Word of God. No, I would say this all the time. No, it's not easy. It's not easy. If someone tell you it is, again, I have to tell you that is not the truth. This woman bled almost all of her life. We don't know how old she was. We don't know the totality of everything, but she had been bleeding for 12 years. She was determined to get to Jesus, to get healed. As soon as she got to him, Luke 8 and 43 through 48, 45 said, God said, "Who touched me?" he asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, there are people crowding around and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out of me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all the people. She told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Can you just think about it? You've been bleeding for 12 years. Women know the totality of it. They know how you have to go through a lot of things physically for 3 to 7 days. But for 12 years, this woman had to endure this. 12 years she had to endure the embarrassment, the going through the totality of changing clothes or people not wanting to be around her. Or we don't even know if she was married. She couldn't even give her, if she was, how could she give her husband kids if she's having a cycle for 12 years? There's no possible way. And you have to think about it, but she still kept trying to find help because she heard about this man named Jesus. My God, that name is so powerful by itself that she knew that she had to get to him. Once she got to him, that everything was going to be okay. That's just like you. Once you surrender yourself to Jesus, once you surrender it all, he's not worried about what you did last night, last week, nor this morning. Surrender to him. Spend that one-on-one time with him. He loved the intimacy with just you and him. That's all he needs is a yes. And he got it. That's one check you can take to the bank and cash. That check won't void. That's a legitimate check. Seriously. He doesn't care about you being a drug addict, prostitute, gangbanger. drug dealer, robber, thief. He doesn't care about any of that. He still loves you unconditionally. So why wouldn't you try? Buddha can't do it. Tell the truth. He can't. But Jesus can. One thing, if you should have you learn anything about us here on Worldwide Gospel Connection, then we're going to tell you the truth. We have to. And every person that come on here is going to tell you the truth. They have to, because they made a commitment with God. Other people don't hold their commitments and don't believe and stand firm on what they've told to do, what they've been told to do. But we have to. We are ambassadors for Christ. We don't just say it. We walk the walk. Everybody don't come on here for a reason. Certain ones for a reason that Apostle and I call, because that's who God called us to call. It's not us. It's not us. People think it's not us. It's all God. Seriously. Let me get back a little bit, talking about, yeah, problems in my vein. People have been talking about it, but it's okay. One thing about us, we don't worry about what nobody say. We still going to do God's work, whether you like it or not. Either you like it, fine. If you don't, that's fine too. We're still going to keep pushing it forward. But just think about it. You've been addicted to crack for 12 years, and you heard about a man named Jesus. And you went in to listen to whether it's a revival, church, online, or just heard somebody talking about him on the side of the street or in the building or on the bus. And you finally surrendered your life, and he made you clean instantly. Instantly you was clean. Instantly you stopped selling yourself. Instantly you walked away from drugs. Instantly you walked away from homosexuality. Instantly. He can do all of that. All he wants is that yes from you. When you completely surrender to him, it is mind-blowing what he would do for you. Don't worry about what they say back there. Don't be like Lot's wife. Stay forward. Job's wife talked about him like a dog, literally. Wanted him to curse God. But Job stayed faithful too, in spite of what his own wife said. He stood on the word of God. His friends came, sat there. They didn't say anything. We were talking about that. They didn't say anything. They just sat there. That doesn't mean they wasn't praying for him. You don't have to be talking to pray for somebody. We could be right in the room and still praying. I'm thinking of you because I'm praying for you. Remember, that's the difference in praying, P-R-A-Y, than praying, P-R-E-Y. It's two different things. But which one are you truly doing? I ain't had enough of P-R-E-Y-I-N-G on me. I don't need that kind of praying. They can keep that. But what I need is the P-R-A-Y-I-N-G in my life. I need true warriors that's going to truly pray for me. No, we don't talk like, and it's okay. You don't have to be like nobody but who God called you to be. That's your destiny. Your destiny and the next destiny does not line up for a reason. You have to understand that God did that for a reason. He don't put you in the same category with everybody, and you're not going to be able to be around everybody. And don't get upset. That's a blessing, because where you're going, the next one cannot go. Everybody can level up when God level you up. It's not possible. And nobody's untouchable. I say this all the time. Nobody's untouchable. Bishops, pastors, apostles, evangelists, ministers, nobody's untouchable when God says something. It's a few things they are. Trust me. It's a few things they are untouchable. That God won't reveal what they're doing. They think he can't see what they're doing. He already knows what he was going to do before you even did it. He the one that wrote it out, not you. He is the King of Kings for real. No joke, no maybe, no, I don't know. No, it's for real. He laid on that cross, stretched out, for real. He died for me and you, whether you realize that or not. He definitely died for me and forgave me. I'm a testimony by itself. gang bang, sold dope. I'm a testimony by itself, and I'm still here standing. Should have been in prison. Still here standing, tatted up. Okay, and that's who I used to be. That's not who I am now. And it's okay. I'm glad where God brought me from. I'm able to tell somebody that it's okay, that you can get out of that, because I've been down that walk before. We always say you can't tell anybody you understand fully if you haven't walked in their shoes before. There's no possible way. You can maybe have a little sympathy, but you would never fully understand if you haven't walked in their shoes. And if you do try to fake it, you'll be revealed. You can't fake it too long, especially when that person is truly anointed. You can't fake it too long. You fake it for a little bit. Keep it up. It's not going to last long, but just try to completely surrender and don't fake it. It's not cool to fake it or just want to be seen because somebody else is being seen. We're fine. Apostle and I are fine working in the background. We don't have to be in a front row and center. But if God tells us to, we're humbly going to go in front row and center. Whatever he tell us, wherever he lead us, we will say and we will go. When we pull up on people, we pull up on people with blessed oil in the prayer shower in the truck. Always locked and loaded to instantly pray or talk to somebody about God. That's who we are. And we're good with that. And that's the way you should be. If you need help, reach out to us. No matter what the city, we know people almost everywhere. If you need help, let us know. We're here to encourage and inspire you to get where you need to get with God. You're not in this by yourself. That's why you must have that armor on and have that helmet of salvation on, because that's the first thing the devil attacks is your mind. Once he has your mind, he feels that he can throw you off. That's serious. When you open your eyes, put on your armor. Before you get out of bed, you put on your armor. You open your eyes, you thank God immediately that you are still in the land of the living. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody closed their eyes last night and did not wake up. Think about it. You are truly blessed to still be here in spite of the COVID, in spite of the riots at the Capitol, in spite of what's going on outside your door. You are blessed to still be in the land of the living. Yeah, you got some rough patches going on. It's okay. Keep pushing through. One of our quotes is pimp. Praising in my pain. Keep praising God through it all. And he'll continue to provide strength for you. He's right there. He's just waiting on you. You don't have to speak in tongues or anything. You can talk to God just like I'm talking to you. And he'll still hear you. It's that easy. You don't have to know quotes of the Bible. If you don't know it, start at Genesis and read two or three scriptures a day until you can get it. And talk to him like I'm talking to you. And watch. You'll start seeing the change in your life. Talk to him. Spend that time with him. Trust him like the woman with the issue of blood did. Reach out to him. Lay out and surrender to him. Hold your hands up and surrender to him. Talk to him. I guarantee it'll get better one day at a time. Well, that was my little soapbox moment. I'm not going to hold you guys up too long. We'll go to a quick commercial break. And when we be back, I will definitely bring all the woman of God to give the word that God gave her from her belly. Hold on. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. We'll be right back with Pastor Diamond.
Praise all over the room. We worship the Lord. I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will. Brother, I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in His presence and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah.
You have.
say,
hallelujah.
You have won it all for me. Listen, I want you to lift your hands for just a moment. Let's worship God. I want to hear that guitar for just a moment. I just want you to minister. The Bible calls it a zamar praise. That praise upon the string instruments is that zamar praise. Glory to God. The Bible says that Saul called for David to offer a zamar praise when he was troubled with the spirit. There are some of you who are troubled in your spirit, but as we worship God in this fashion, God is going to set you free in your spirit.
Back, welcome back to Willow Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. Get your pen and your paper together and your Bibles. I know the woman of God has a word from her belly from the Lord. Get ready, sit back, get ready to eat. If you didn't eat breakfast this morning, you're getting ready to eat today. We're not going to hold the time. Excuse me. We're not going to let you hold on any longer. We know y'all want to hear this word that she has this morning. Pastor Diamond, are you there?
Good morning, blessing.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. There, you know, have your way. Let the Lord use you. Go right ahead.
Amen. First of all, I want to thank you, Co-Pastor Douglas and Apostle Douglas, for having me this morning. There is a word from the Lord, and I hope that you all can hear me and understand me. My voice is a little shallow, but we praise God anyway because today is the day that the Lord has made. I'm not going to be before you long, but if you could all, wherever you are, open up your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel and chapter 3. I seen that the topic was a word from God, so I began to ask God to reveal to me the word that he had for his people, and he began to download, and he said, well, my servant Diamond, he said, how is it that I can give them a word and they cannot identify my voice? I said, well, God, I said, that is a good thing. So he told me to go to the book of Samuel, which I think was a very profound word in chapter 3. And we will read, and I'm going to go back and forth I'm going to go backwards from chapter 3 to Samuel 1 and 9, I'm sorry. But going to 1 Samuel chapter 3, and please don't bear with me. I'm going to read a little bit so we can understand what exactly is going on in this text. So the word reads, and the child of Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Let me stop right there, meaning that there was no open vision. The word of the Lord was precious, meaning that it was rare that the word of the Lord, that God had spoken to an individual. So when God spoke to you, you know that it was truly a word from the Lord. Verse 2 says, and it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And Eri, the lamp of God, went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he, here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call it not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli, and he said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. Let me read that again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And it reads, verse 10, it says, and the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever in the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hid it not from me. God do so to thee and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good. Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the word, Father God, that is has went forth, oh God. Father God, I ask that you open up the ears and the hearts of the people, Father God, that they shall receive the word and the revelation, oh God, that you are about to give forth. Father, I ask that you decrease in me, Father, and increase in your spirit, Father God. Let your word flow out of my mouth, that the people shall hear you and not me, in Jesus' name. So right here in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, we are talking about when Samuel heard the voice of the Lord. Have you ever been in a place where you felt that God was calling you, but you could not identify the voice that was calling you? Eli heard the voice of God, but if you go back into verse 7, it says, now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. People of God, sometimes we see Samuel was sent to Eli at the age of 5, which is the age, the number 5 signifies the number of grace. If you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 1, to his mother Hannah, Hannah was the wife of Elkanah. And when he was brought forth, they went into the temple for a sacrifice. He had 2 wives, and one of them was Hannah, which was the housemaid, and she was barren. And so when Hannah was being bullied. Have you ever been in a place where you're already down and you're faced with something in your life and people seem to just continue to come at your calamities, continue to talk down on your infirmities? He had 2 wives, and the other wife was named Penina. See, Penina was able to have children. She was able to bear the children of her husband, but Hannah was his favorite, but she could not bear kids. She was barren. So she went into the temple of God and she cried out. In Samuel 1 and chapter 11, it said that Hannah made a vow and she said, the Lord of hosts will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid, but give the handmaid a man child, who then I will give unto thee. I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Hannah made a vow to the Lord that, God, if you bless me with a child, a man child, then I will give this child back unto you. And so when God blessed Hannah with this child, who was Samuel? Samuel meaning the name of God, or God heard, meaning that God heard the prayers of Hannah, which produced the child named Samuel. So now that Samuel is in the house with Eli, he was raised up to tend to the temple, to take care of the temple, to clean up the house of God. He was in favor with both the Lord and men, but it said that he did not know the Lord yet, or neither was he revealed unto the word of the Lord. Some of us have been in a place where we have been going to church, we have been praying, we have been worshiping, we have been shouting, we have been dancing, we have even, some have been trying to get into the word, but we have not yet tap into the true relationship with God. We don't truly know who God is. So when you don't know who God is, you cannot clearly identify the voice of God. So now you have Samuel, who God is calling, but Samuel can't identify the voice of the Lord. So he keeps running to his leader. He keeps running to his spiritual father, who God has appointed him to. Now, some of us, we are in ministries and we keep running to our leaders and we're telling them that I hear something. But because some of our leaders, and I'm not trying to come at somebody, but I'm just saying what the Spirit of the Lord is leading me to say. Some of us are hearing God, but we are not in the place where we are under the right leadership that can direct us to God that can show us and equip us on how to hear the voice of God. We have so many people that are trying to take credit for what God is doing instead of telling the people that you need to lay on your face and hear what God is trying to tell you in this season. How many of us have been waking up out of our sleep at various times of the morning and not knowing that God is telling us to get in a place of intercessor, get in a place where you can hear my voice? There are some times that we have woken up and we have simply missed God because we don't know his voice. But I thank God for Eli, who perceived that Samuel was hearing from the Lord and gave him the directions so that God can speak to him. Some of us are in places that God is simply trying to talk to us so that we can give warning to people, so that we can help people and see what God is about to do in this next move. There are some things, people of God, that we missed in the last season that God is trying to open up our eyes for this season. See, Eli was in a place where he had refused to rebuke his sons. He refused to chastise his sons for all of the sin that they had did because of Israel. Okay? So when God began to give Samuel the word, it says, hallelujah, it says that Samuel feared. Samuel feared. In chapter 3, verse 15, it said that Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. I don't know who this is for, but God has been showing you some things concerning your ministry, concerning some people that are around you, but you have been fearing to release the word because of the response you think that you may get. But God is saying, I need you in this season to open up your mouth and bring forth the word that I have given, because you don't want the blood to be on your hands. And when Samuel told Eli, he said, release the word that the Lord has said unto thee. Don't hide it from me, because I need to know what is about to happen. And see, the thing about it, sometimes we know that we are in trouble with God because we are familiar with the word of God. We are familiar with the things that we are supposed to be doing. And see, God had the whole Eli accountable because he was in the position to be a judge. And just because your sons were birthed by you does not mean that they are exempt from judgment. The same rebuke that you do on the people of Israel is the same rebuke you have to do on your household. I don't know who this is for, but don't hold back the discipline of God when you know that people are wrong. Don't hold back the discipline of God that he has released you to give because of loyalty. Loyalty will lead you. Loyalty will cause you to miss God in this season. Loyalty to people and trying to cover their sin will cause you to miss the hand of God. So Eli was in a place where God was about to send destruction to Israel, and that is what he did. And he used the voice of a child. He used a voice of an empty vessel who had not even known his voice to give this word. This is saying to you, people of God, that you are worthy to hear him. You are, as long as you make yourself available. Even though he did not know God, he loved him. And it's not like he knew God, a form of God, and was denying his power. He was a child in the temple, and he loved the things that God
had created around him. He was submitted to the house of God. He was submitted to the voice of God, meaning that he was an open vessel. Some of you are submitted to other things and not willing to be submitted to the voice of God. So how is it that God will give you a word and you cannot identify his voice? Somebody needs to be on their face. Somebody needs to be on their knees seeking the voice of God. Until you hear him, until you feel him, you need to be pulling on the voice of God. We are living in a season where there are many people claiming to have the glory of God and they have the glory of themselves. There are so many people around claiming the gospel but are living the life that is completely opposite. We don't have time in this season to pick and choose when we're going to hear God. We don't have the time to pick and choose when we're going to speak the word of God. When you pray this prayer and God releases his voice unto you, be prepared to say the very things that God has shown you. Prepare to be able to go to people and send warning without fearing the response that you're going to get. If God said it, then so shall it be. We are living in a time where the gospel has become so compromised, people. It's so easy to get a word. It's so easy to get a prophecy. But see, back in these days, it said that this was precious. This was precious. It was rare. But now all you have to do is get on Facebook and you can get a prophecy. All you got to do is get on Facebook and tap in alive and there is your word. But how many know that it's the truth, it is the true voice of God? I always tell people that anytime you receive a prophecy, it should be confirmation to what God has already told you or shown you. If you are just living on the prophecy alone, you will forever be lost because you cannot truly identify the voice of God for yourself. You have people whose minds are out here lost because they're holding on to a prophecy that God has not yet revealed to them because they don't know the voice of God. You know the voice of the prophet, but you don't know the voice of God. God is the very one who speaks to the prophet, but you hold the same power because you can communicate with God. You can worship God, meaning that when you worship, you are sending communication directly to your Father. It is an intimate conversation between you and God. So now that you have communicated and he has revealed his voice to you, now when the prophet speaks to you, you can identify that the word is confirmation to what God has already spoken. So what I am encouraging you all to do today is to be in a place and in the position where you can identify the voice of God. Be in a place, hallelujah, where God can speak to you freely. And please do not hold back, for these are the things that you have prayed for. Somebody has been asking God for a boldness. Somebody has been asking God for deeper revelation of his word. Somebody has been asking God for him to reveal himself until you. God said, open up your ears and hear my voice today. When you hear my voice, harden not your heart, because everything that God is about to speak to you in this season won't be everything that you want to hear. There is no more complacent word. There is no more compromising. I hear God saying, tell my people to get ready to hear my voice in this season. Get ready to prepare yourselves for what I have to come for. This is not the season to stand down. This is not the season to back away from my word. But hear me in this season. Hear me in this season. Close your ears to everything that is not like me. Close your ear to the negativity. Close your ear to the gossip. Close your ear ear to the drama and open your ears for the word of God. For my word, it's the only thing that will see you through. Hallelujah. God is about to get ready and transform some minds. He's about to get ready and change your mindset. He's about to get ready to do a new thing in you so that there will be no more residue of the old things that have been hindering you to hear the voice of God, even if he has to move people out the way, if he has to move family out the way, if he has to move jobs out the way, whatever it is that he has to move for you to hear it, he is about to get ready to do it because of your prayers. So I'm encouraging you to learn to identify the voice of God. Don't be disobedient in this season. Don't be fearful to speak season, for God's hand is upon his people. His hand is upon his people. Hallelujah. His hand is upon his people. And we are getting ready to enter a season that if we're the only ones that are going to be able to hear God for ourselves, no longer will we be able to depend on those that are around us, but we're going to have to develop a real, true relationship with God. No more compromising, no more being hypocrites of saying one thing and doing another. God is calling for a realness. He wants a righteous people. He wants a holy people. No man without holiness shall see the face of God. So be holy in this season. Prepare yourselves, think it not strange for the things that are going on around you. This is a time that we have to be disciplined and we have to keep our ears open, because God is speaking like never before. He is sending out strategies and profound and divine directions in this season. And today I pray over you. I pray over whoever is listening, that this word may have helped somebody, that this word may have brought clarity to somebody. No, God has not forgotten about you. No, God has not taken his hand off of you, but he's simply waiting for you to hear him for yourself. I pray that you are in a position. I pray that God gives you the strength and the endurance to hear him in this season, and that he gives you a boldness, hallelujah, to speak what he says speak. I pray that God prepares you for the things that you have been asking for. I also hear the word victory for somebody. Somebody have been in a place where they have felt defeated, but God said, I have heard your cries. God said, I have heard your prayers, and victory is your portion. Peace is your portion. In the name of Jesus, I don't know who has been praying for a family member, but I see God healing them in the supernatural. This thing will be a miracle that has never been seen. This will be a miracle that will be seen before the eyes, that it will even amaze the person. But I hear God say that if you believe me for healing, then I will do a supernatural healing. All you have to do is get before me, cry out, and believe in the name of Jesus. Ooh, and to the person that is doubting their connection with God, God said, you are connected, but I need you to get aligned. God said, you are connected, but I need you to get aligned. I need you to get in the word. I have told you this before. Get in my word so that I can unlock the scrolls that are over your life, so that I can unlock the understanding that has been held up in your life. God said, you are connected, but I need you to get aligned. That is the only way that I can manifest the things and manifest the promises that I have over your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're on this line, I just need you to open up your mouth. And I don't care where you are. I don't care where you are. I just need you to open up your mouth and give God some glory. Give God some praises right now for what he's about to do in your life. God is doing great things. He said, now I can give you a word. Now I can give you the word. Now I can drop the word to you. Whatever word that you have been expecting God for, I declare and decree that it drop in your spirit even now, that you will have the answer, hallelujah, before you go to bed tonight. I see God giving clarity to a lot of situations. I see a lot of doors unlocking. I see people literally about to get ready to walk into a season of undenying miracles and blessings. And I'm not just talking about materialistic things, but I'm talking about some things that has been held up spiritually. God is unlocking the doors to your faith. He is unlocking the doors, hallelujah, to your promises. God said, this is the season that I shall manifest the things that have been hovering over your head. Only if you allow me to move the things that are illegal that needs to get out of the way. And in Jesus' name, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If anybody wants to call in to get prayer for Pastor Douglas, feel free while she's on. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to get on. That will let me know that you want prayer or have a word from God. Again, the number is 563-999-3628. You must press 1 if you have something to say or if you need prayer. Pastor Diamond, how can they contact you if they want to hear a word from you or just support you or to sow into you? How can they contact you?
Yes, so you will contact me via Facebook. My Facebook name is Diamond Blunt. That is DiamondBlount. If you would like to sow, please go to Facebook and DM me, and I will personally send you ways that you can sow into my ministry. And I thank you, and God bless you all.
Well, so on point, because I said this last night to a woman of God. Specifically what you said, don't hold back the discipline. The loyalty will call you to miss the hand of God. I literally just told someone this last night. That's how you I know you were so in the vein this morning. Literally
wow.
Just told her this last night. That's why I was over here screaming like, oh, my God, I just told someone this last night. That these leaders will try to muzzle you when they know who you are in God, because they want you to sit there and stay up under them so you can't grow because they're afraid of you leaving instead of telling you the truth.
My God,
you were so on point this morning. Thank you so much for giving the word and telling the people the truth. Check who you're under. We say this all the time. Check who you are under. Ask God for discernment because everybody's not out for your best interest. Jesus, you don't have time to wait. I agree 100%. You must identify God's voice. If you don't know his voice, you know who he is.
And Pastor, that is so profound because when I was actually studying and I began to read and I'm like, my God, this is literally what's going on. And you have so many people who God has been speaking to that are under these leaders, and like I said, I'm just saying what the Spirit of God is telling me. They have been dying spiritually because of the word that they cannot release. It's just like Jeremiah, he said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. A lot of people think that he's talking about a dance, but he was talking about a word. So many people have, fire has been dimmed. And their ears have been blocked because they're sitting under leaders instead of pushing their gift. They get intimidated by the gift and they try to shut their mouth because, see, what I understand is that sometimes when you're in leadership and you have real prophets, see, prophets, when God give a word, it has no respect of person. It does not matter what level you're on, God can still give you a word through someone else. And some people are so high on a pedestal to the point where they feel like no one can give them a word. And sometimes these words, it send conviction to the leaders, and the leaders that get offended instead of saying, okay, this is true. See, Samuel was humbled by the word, that even though Samuel had not even been introduced to the word, it still proved that God can use anybody. And he didn't get convicted. He accepted what God was doing because he admitted to his wrongdoing. You have a lot of people that won't admit, they won't turn around, they won't repent because they so stuck on these titles. But God is saying, I need you to look past that, because at the end of the day, when I call you into the room of judgment, I'm going to call you by your name. I'm not calling you by these titles that people are so obsessed with. We have to realize that we are still servants, and we have to be submitted to the voice of God.
There wants prayer. Woman of God, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Carmen?
I'm here.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. What's your name?
Alice.
Alice. Okay, Father, we come before you, oh God, as humble as we know how, oh God. We lift up the woman of God, Alice, to you right now, God. Father, we ask that you touch her, Father. Father God, whatever that she's in need of, whatever she's standing in need of, oh God. Father God, we ask that you touch her now, God. We ask that you touch her mind, oh God. That you, hallelujah, Father God, you said that we shall be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God. We ask that you renew her mind, oh God. That you touch her heart, oh God. That you mend every place, Father, that is broken, that is void, Father God, that needs to be filled, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you fill her up, Father, with your spirit now, oh God. Father God, we bind up any attacks of the enemy that may have been coming against this woman of God. Father God, we come against, Father, the spirit of confusion, Father. We come against, Father God, any hindrance, God, that has been in her way, Father God, to get her on the path that she needs to be, oh God. Father, for she is your servant that is crying out, Father God, that she needs to go to a new level in you, God. Father God, if it's healing that she needs, oh God, we ask that you heal her, oh God. Father God, whatever it is, Father, we know that you are our Jehovah Jireh, God. You are a provider, oh God. Father God, you are able to provide all of our needs, oh God. Father God, strengthen her right now, God. Father, you said that we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us, oh God. Father God, even in our weakness, oh God, you said that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. Father, wherever she is, oh God, I ask that you bring clarity, Father, that you bring understanding, God, to even the circumstances that may be hovering around her, oh God. Father God, I hear God telling you to get rid of the worrying. He said, stop worrying about certain situations. He said, for I will handle it. Cast all of your anxieties, cast all of your cares on me, woman of God. He said that I will take care of it. I will provide. No longer will you be in the place, hallelujah, no more strange places, oh God. God said, I will raise a standard, hallelujah, like a flood. I will raise a standard against your enemies. God said, no more worrying. He said, whatever it is that you need in this season and prior to, he said, open your mouth for even the little minute things that may be going on, that may be stressing you, that may be worrying you. He said, open your mouth. He said, I'm waiting on you. You are not waiting on me. I am waiting on you. So open your mouth and tell me what you need, my daughter. He said, I am available to you. He said, I've been available to you. He said, now I need you to cry loud and spare not. He said, open your mouth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he said, open your mouth. He said, for the load that they call the Messiah has been heavy for you, that they call the Messiah. But his burdens are light. He said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He said, if you give it all to me this day, then I will show you my hand. He said, if you give it to me this day, I will show you my glory. For you have felt like you was at the cliff, but God said, I placed you there for a reason so that I can show you the glory. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name, God, we ask that you seal it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Woman of God, you have something you want to say, Pastor Diamond, before I let you go, before I put you back in to listen in?
I just want to say thanks for the prayer, and God bless you, woman of God, and you were right on point. This I've been asking God all that you were saying, and I've been worrying. The truth is I have been worrying. But I thank God he released me from all of this, and I'm giving it all to him today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Again, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're not going to hold you up any longer. I thank you so much for coming on. I pray for you before I let you go. Father God, I ask you to increase back into her what she gave out to her, to your people, Lord. Bless the Lord from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Touch her throat right now, Lord, that the enemy is trying to muzzle her. But we bind that up in the mighty name of Jesus. She has a work to work for you, Lord. She has a word to get out for your people, Lord. And she's the only one that can deliver the way you want it delivered at this appointed time. Continue to bless her, Lord. I'm praying for overflow into her life, Lord, just because she came on here as a servant for you, Lord. I'm asking you to send a rain of blessings upon her financially, Lord. Send it down, Lord. Open doors, Lord. This is a season of open door for her, Lord. And I'm standing on your word because you say whether there's two or three, Father God, that you are in the midst, Lord. And we know you that you are here with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the woman of God. Continue to bless her, Lord. Continue to bless her in the name of Jesus as we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you again, Pastor Donald, for coming on here. You're such a blessing to the body of Christ. I can't wait to get down there. I'll be there at the end of this month, Apostle and I, so we will be calling you.
I
but
can't
thank
wait.
You so
thank
much.
You so much.
I know, right? You get you some rest. Take something for that throat. You know I'm here. If you need, we are a call away. You know I want our mottos, iron sharpens iron, and that's what we're here supposed to do. You know, you have a blessed
thank
day.
You.
And again, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. And you all have a blessed day as well.
Talk to you soon. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Pastor Diamond gave a phenomenal word from God this morning. If you didn't get a chance to fully hear it, I tagged and posted it on her page as well as mine and as well as World Gospel Connection. Don't hold back what God tell you to tell people. No matter if they're bishop, apostles, pastors, if the Lord gave you a word, don't be scared. Deliver his word because God's backing you up. You have to remember that loyalty will call you to miss out. You heard what the woman of God said. Loyalty will call you to miss out what God has for you. Don't miss out. Stay in position. Stay in place. Stand on God. Once you identify God's voice, it'll be easier for you to understand who's talking to you. Everybody don't want you to elevate, and I'm standing with her on that. Some leaders don't want you to because they don't want you to leave. But who are you going to listen to, the leader or God? That's your question for today. Who are you going to listen to, your leader or God? Your leaders can be checked as well. No one's untouchable. We've been saying this for days. No one's untouchable. Remember, Moses was a prince. No one's untouchable. Again, the number is 563-999-3628. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
calls my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. And oh, how he walks with me. Yes, oh, how he talks with me.
You know my name.
commercial goes to Core Gift and Gift. If you need a phenomenal bath bomb to sit back and relax when you have a hard day or just need some me time, Core Gift and Gift bath bombs will let you relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy your time by yourself. The bath bombs are 2 for $7 and 3 for $10. The baskets are $25 and $35. If you want to order a basket, you can reach me at 832-816-7997, or you can email me at coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. C-O-R-A apostrophe S, gifts, G-I-F-T-S, gifted, G-I-F-T-E-D, 34@gmail.com, or you can text me at 832-816-7997 for a phenomenal bath bomb. Trust me, you will have a relaxing me time. Light your candle, sit back in some hot water, drop this bath bomb in, and you will enjoy it. The scents are lemon, tea tree, eucalyptus. I know I'm saying that wrong. Y'all don't talk about me. Apostle not here to correct me. rose, peppermint, spearmint, all the scents are phenomenal. I make them handmade with almond oil or coconut oil. Very, very good for your skin. Again, Core Gift and Gift bath bombs, 2 for $7, 3 for $10, and the baskets are $25 and $35 for men and women. You can reach me at 832-816-7997. You can text me. I do mail out, and if you're in the Houston area, I will deliver with a fee. It's a fee if I deliver, and it's a fee to mail out as well. Remember, the number here is 563-999-3628. Thank you so much for tuning in and hearing what Pastor Block said this morning. What a phenomenal word from God. Tune in tomorrow for Freestyle Friday. We have an entrepreneur that's coming on that's going to give you some key points in your business, or if you're thinking about opening up a business, I think you need to tune in tomorrow. Also, we still have Blessed Oil. It's not for sale. If you need some Blessed Oil, email me at worldgospelconnections@gmail.com. Email me. I will mail it to you. It is free. It is not soap on a rope. Blessed water is blessed oil, and the faith that you have is what unites the oil. It's not just the oil, it's your faith. You can email me or inbox me on Worldwide Gospel Connections on Facebook with your address, and I will definitely mail it out to you. If you need prayer, remember, same thing. Inbox me on Worldwide Gospel Connection. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10 and 9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Remember, all God wants is a yes from you. That's it. No, nothing out of the ordinary, just a yes. Father God, I ask you, whoever surrendered their life to you today, ask you to cover them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Put in them what you have already, push out what you have put in them already. Let them see that they are beautiful and wonderfully made because you handpicked them. Ask you to guide them and cover them in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Let me give you three keys before I let you go. One, get your Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go in physically, please be safe. Mask up, wash your hands, sanitize your hands, protect yourself and other people. Also, Apostle and myself are the Abba House International Church. We do service at Tuesdays at 7:15 for Bible study, and church service is at 10:30 on Abba House on Facebook. Abba House on Facebook. Join us at 10:30 every Sunday morning. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. This is very critical because you surrender your life to Christ. You need to be up under leaders that's going to push you where you need to be pushed. It's not going to pacify you. They're not going to let you live in sin and don't say anything. You don't need to be up under anybody like that. One, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. Again, this is very critical to you surrender your life to Christ. Again, nowhere in the Bible, we say this all the time, from Genesis to Revelation, says it's going to be easy. But it does say having faith the size of a mustard seed, you could be saved. A mustard seed. Do you understand what I'm saying? So stand on God's word. Remember, stand on his word. Matthew 17 and 20, because you have so little faith. It's okay. You're human. Everybody makes mistakes. But get up on somebody that's going to push you to your destiny, going to hold you accountable for what you're doing, and going to correct you when you need to be corrected. If you want to sow into World Gospel Connection, you can at Cash App WGC 2020. Correction, $WGC2020. You can sow there. Don't forget, if you need the blessed oil, inbox me or email me, and I will definitely send it to you. You can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. And also, you can go to Abba House on Facebook and inbox me, and I will definitely get the blessed oil to you. Or if you just need to hear a word, or if you just need some encouragement, we are here to encourage and inspire you. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that we are here praying for you and to continue to keep God first. Be blessed. Talk to you guys in the morning.
we do.